protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Reach the eye.
So, if you're outside of our coverage area, remember, you can listen to WRCT online. Live streaming available at www.wrct.org. WRCT Pittsburgh. You have no excuse not to listen.
Listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
Postal nos llevaba mangas largas porque
antes, hay que hacerse responsables. Las palabras son bastantes, importantes. Cuando hablo cosas antes, hay que hacerse responsables.
Es como confuso, es como pura boca. Una promesa rota, palabras que rebotan. Una persona por delante y por detrás otra. Una promesa trucha, puras palabras mula. Porfa, diga la verdad y no me prometa lo que nunca llegará. Una vez que se dice algo, se hace, se cumple, no se pasa por alto. Una vez que se dice algo, se hace, las promesas no se pasan por alto. Prometé una liebre por un gato, lo que prometiste lo espero hace rato. ¿Qué pasó? ¿Se olvidó? ¿No cachó? Cuando me lo dijo no ponía atención. Oh, qué pena que me da. Yo no estoy seguro cuando dices la verdad. Duda, 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 duda. Muchas dudas ahora me das. Una vez que se dice algo, se hace, se cumple, no se pasa por alto. Una vez que se dice algo, se hace, las promesas no se pasan por alto. Cuando digo algo y lo cumplo, algo gano, yo siento que triunfo. Pero cuando digo mucho me confundo, me siento como un gusano, como un humano trucho, aucho. Puede ser quizás que yo te llamo, te lo juro, de más, obvio que vamos. Sí, 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 como si fuera tan fácil. Mula. Yo lo sé, es difícil decir que no, pero vale la pena. Entonces vamos a aprender cómo N con O es no, N con O es no. Si le pones un gracias, cuanto mejor. No gracias, señor, yo esta vez paso. ¿Para qué le digo? Que sí, sí, no. Si te confundo a ti, termino confundido yo, yo, yo. Una vez que se dice algo, se hace, se cumple, no se pasa por alto. Una vez que se dice algo, se hace, las promesas no se pasan por alto. Una vez que se dice algo, se hace, se cumple, no se pasa por alto. Una vez que se dice algo, se hace, las promesas no se pasan por alto.
Las palabras son bastante importantes. Cuando hablo, pienso antes, hay que hacerse responsable. Las palabras son bastante importantes. Cuando hablo, pienso antes, hay que hacerse responsable.
puedes tratar y no llegar jamás. Vos confundís mi vida más y más. Vamos ya hacia otro destino.
Gobiño, Milán, El Chévere y Perú.
Quiere, quiere. I'm Ella Harp, and you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. Like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
One parent, the green tree frog, Hylacinaria, has this call.
Supporting WRCT Pittsburgh, Speck Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Speck Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugar in their sauce or any unbleached flour in their dough, and Speck Brothers is committed to safety during the ongoing pandemic by providing online ordering and payment as well as contact-free pickup. For more information, call 412-362-SPAK or visit their website at speckbrothers.com. Hey, I am the Mockster, and you know what? For the next half hour, I am going to focus on the music of the band Big Star. That's right, Big Star, a band that formed back in 1971 in Memphis, Tennessee. Now, the original incarnation of the band, now they were around from 71 to about 1975, and for this half hour, that's what I want to focus on, the three albums that they released during that time. The band itself took their name from the Big Star Markets, which was a supermarket chain down in the Memphis, Tennessee area. And their influence can be heard throughout the 80s, 90s, and today because bands like R.E.M., The Replacements, Lemonheads, Jeff Buckley, The Posies all can cite Big Star as an influence. In fact, you know, Rolling Stone called them the quintessential American power pop band and one of the most mythic and influential cult acts in rock and roll. So judge for yourself. I'm starting off this set with a song that made some extra popularity in the late 90s into the early 2000s when it was the theme song to That 70s Show, but it was done by Cheap Trick. So here's the original, Big Star.
home from school. Won't you let me meet you at the pool? Maybe Friday I can get tickets for the dance. Now take you, ooh. Won't you tell your dad, get off my back? Tell him what we said about painted black. Rock and roll is here to stay. Come inside when it's okay. Now shake you. Ooh. Thank you.
From their 1975 album, which was initially actually not even released, so before the band broke up. So some call it Third and some call it Sister Lovers, but that's some big star here on WRCT with a Kangaroo. My name is Paul. I am the Mockster, and you are listening to me curating 30 minutes of the band Big Star. Before Kangaroo, I played their song I'm in Love with a Girl, which came off their second album, Radio City. And that album was interesting because after the limited to non-success of their debut album due to some lack of marketing from their record label, etc., founding member Chris Bell left. And then shortly after recording of their second album, bassist Andy Hummel left. But you know, so there was a lot of turmoil going on within this band throughout those early 1970s. Played also 13 from that number one record, which was their debut album, and start off the entire set from that second album, Radio City, with the song Back of a Car, which, again, you might have remembered or heard as the theme song to that 70s show as done by Cheap Trick. And, in fact, Chris Bell, founding member Chris Bell, who left after that album, has writing credits, but doesn't. Like, he didn't get the writing credits he had on that song initially as it was produced. So let's move on to that second album for this next set of songs with the song that I'm going to say is probably the perennial Big Star song, covered by tons of people, including the Bangles. It's September Girls here on WRCT.
September Girls, they said how much I was your butch and you were touched. I've been crying all the time. Cause something always got it bad.
time. Open your eyes. Fears be gone, it won't be long. There's a light in the skies. It's okay to look outside. The day the sunrise. Sun, it shines on all of us. We are one in its hands. Come inside and light my room like the heart of every. It's okay to look outside. The day it will abide. And watch the sunrise. Busted, just a hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Years ago, my heart was set.
From 1972's number one record. That is Big Star here with the Ballad of El Goodo here on WRCT Pittsburgh. Before that was Watch the Sunrise from number one record. And then starting off that entire set was September Girls from that second album, Radio City. Now, I have time for one more song. So for this last song, I'm going back to that third album that was recorded back in 1974. At that point in 1975, Ardent Studios made 250 test pressings of it to try to shop it around, figure out what's going on with it. But the band was kind of tired. They were dissolving at that point. A lot of and this last record was kind of commercially unavailable, if I can use it as those words. So say they weren't having much luck with that. In 1978, actually, PVC Records bought the tapes and put the album out. Sadly, Chris Bell, founding member of Big Star, he passed away in an automobile accident shortly after its release. But I think we should go back to that album for my final song. It's a song called Holocaust. You can hear a lot of like Jeff Buckley in this. So think of the influence of this band, a Big Star, even in music like this. Now Al Shilton didn't realize that he was kind of plagiarizing the music of Yoko Ono with this song, but he later credited Yoko to part of this with her song, Mrs. Lennon.
Your eyes are almost dead, can't get out of bed, and you can't sleep. You're sitting down to dress, you're a mess. You look in the mirror. You look in your eyes. Say you realize everybody goes. Leaving those who fall behind. Everybody goes as far as they can. They don't just care. They stood on the stairs, laughing at your airs. Your mother's dead. She
who fall behind. Everybody goes as far as they can. They don't just care. You're a wasted face. You're a sad-eyed lie. You're a holocaust.
I drive my bus in a busy city. That's why road safety is so important to me. I know that I must slow down and be extra careful when I make a wide turn. Buses need more room than cars. Everyone can help keep our roads safe. Next time you're driving, remember to give buses plenty of time and space to finish turning before driving ahead. Let's all plan to share the road safely. Learn how at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Nuclear Holocaust. It's a very serious problem, and one that faces all of us. Fortunately, here at WRCT Pittsburgh, we broadcast from a steel-reinforced concrete basement. So we'll be playing music long after your sorry corpse has evaporated in a blinding flash of light and heat. I hope this thought comforts you. WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. Now and forever.
Welcome to the David Pakman Show. I am Farron Cousins, sitting in for David Pakman today. And you know what? We've got a lot to talk about, so let's just hop right into it. First and foremost, let's talk about the midterms, because we do have a very important day coming up very soon, and that is Labor Day. And typically in election years, once you hit that Labor Day mark, everybody switches into general election mode. So if you're already tired of midterm news, then I am very sorry, because there's going to be a lot coming out once we hit Labor Day in just a couple weeks here. But right now, and this honestly is super astonishing, I love to see it though, Democrats are looking pretty good, right? Generic ballot polling actually has them up against Republicans in House races. The Senate now looks like it's firmly going to be in Democratic control, to the point where we may not even have to worry about people like Joe Manchin or Kyrsten Sinema for the next 2 years. Things are looking pretty darn good. You've got the post-Roe bump. You've got the Inflation Reduction Act. Gas prices are coming down. Inflation coming down a little, still really bad. Unemployment numbers look good on paper. But there is one thing Republicans have going for them right now. And that, of course, is Donald Trump's post-FBI raid poll bounce. Now, I use the term raid not because I'm, you know, agreeing it was a raid, but because that's a lot easier than saying the FBI's execution of the search warrant at Mar-a-Lago. So please understand, when I use the word raid, what I mean is the lawful execution of the search warrant down at Mar-a-Lago. But his poll numbers have gotten a bounce from that. And of course, Ron DeSantis' poll numbers have actually gone down since the FBI went down to Mar-a-Lago. And if that Republican anger holds, Republicans may do better in this year's midterm elections. Or at least that's the prevailing theory, right? We have seen Republicans postulate this. Cassidy Hutchinson, of course, who was one of the star witnesses of the January 6th committee over the summer, came out the day after and said, well, you just handed the midterms to the Republicans. I don't agree. Because, see, there's a big difference. What's happening with the Democrats right now is that you have anger over Roe versus Wade getting overturned. You have anger at January 6th. You have the lingering threat of authoritarianism coming from all of these Republican-controlled states, taking away rights of certain groups of individuals state by state.